cup, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me.
Good day to you all, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages. We're here today live, if you're listening, on the 17th. And we're back to bring you another fascinating program, we hope. And we'll tell you about it in a moment or so. I'm just thinking that we're waiting to hear from our guest. And looking in the historical context of things in the previous century, 20th century, we look at the interesting publications that have verified what many of us have been thinking for a long time, you know, for a long, long time. We refer to the Jewish Encyclopedia for one. We refer to the American Hebrew Magazine for another, and on it goes. In the American Hebrew Magazine, which stated on September 10, 1920, it said the Bolshevik Revolution, or the Bolshevist Revolution, either word, in Russia was the work of Jewish brains, of Jewish dissatisfaction, of Jewish planning, whose goal was to create a new order in the world. I thought that was quite a testimony and a revelation, and that really has, I think, been quite honestly verified, wouldn't you say? Certainly has. In the Jewish Encyclopedia for 1905, it states that, quote, Jews have been prominently identified with the modern socialist movement from its very inception. That was on page 418. That's very interesting because, you know, we've heard the sayings of Rabbi Weiss, Stephen S. Weiss, and so forth in the American Bulletin for 1935. Some call it Marxism or communism. I call it Judaism. So here we have the unequivocal confirmation that all of socialism, collectivism, Marxism, communism, and yes, even modern-day capitalism, if you will, are all part and parcel of this Jewish or Kenite fabrication, this purpose of creating a whole new order, a new order out of the old order. And essentially, if you look back to American history, not European right now, but American history, we understand that essentially the history of American civilization was the history of invention, the history of the Industrial Revolution, the history of agriculture, history of the cities coming about, and the expansion westward of Americana. All of that, really, when you come right down to it, is diametrically opposed to what we have been taught all of these years and all of these days from modern Jewry. It's something they despise, something they particularly hate, especially when you capsulize it all in rugged individualism, the term that has basically all but disappeared from the American lexicon today, hasn't it? You don't hear Donald Trump mentioning it. You don't hear anybody really using the term of rugged individualism. And that term, if you ask some young person today what that means, well, they probably wouldn't even know. they have no idea what it means because they're not taught it in school. You say they're not taught it in the academic world. And I think for good reason. The fact is that rugged individualism, family, all of these basic foundations of a society, a Christian society, have to be eliminated in order to build that new world order. You see, that new world order cannot come about unless you've destroyed the old. And the old consists of the things that God has given us. You look at the Ten Commandments and his people and what he gave them. He obligated them to embrace. They are done to protect him, to protect his invention, his creation, which is family, marriage, the institution of marriage, private property, and the whole concept of neighbor helping neighbor, individual lifting himself up by his bootstraps. All of these basic precepts of a free society come from that fact, you see. They don't come from Marxism or communism. They are just the opposite. So who invented communism? Who came about and gave us these thoughts of Marxism and Leninism, the 10 points of communism? Mordecai Levy, Karl Marx, Frederick Engels. These two produced a whole new revolutionary document in the minds of people to embrace. And they exploited the Industrial Revolution. They exploited the various concepts of the agrarian society to create a whole new world order. A world order that, at its very core, brings about statism, that is, government control. Now, it's done in the name of the proletarian. We know that. It's done in the name of the workers. We know that. And yet it is the proletarian, so-called, and the workers and the poor that suffer most under socialism. Middle class is identified as the enemy. Karl Marx. Isn't the middle class being destroyed today here in America? What is left of the middle class? I'll tell you what's left of it. Virtually nothing. The cash and carry society, excuse me, is a relic of the past. If it were not for debt and debt bondage and credit and the paying back with exorbitant interest to the synagogue of Satan, the loans that have been taken out by the average American, the so-called families of America today, everything from mortgages to lines of credit to all kinds of, you know, car loans and so forth. If it were not for that fact, there would not be a soul on the street that could have any liquidity whatsoever. And most do not have any liquidity today. They do not have it at all. What they have is credit card hop. And even the best, even the nicest and the most, you know, intellectual people that I know of today, to some extent, all of us are hooked on this system of credit, this system of borrowing to pay back. But not just for major things, not for business, you see, not for expansion, but for what? For day-to-day activities. People shopping with credit cards. People buying simple things with credit cards. And all of the businesses now, where I live, are all suffering immense losses, as we discussed in weeks past. We are now seeing the implosion of the economy on a worldwide scale. There is no more to be borrowed from communist China. There is no more to be borrowed anywhere. It is all creation, and it is qualitative and quantitative easing. There is no money. There is no gold. We've got the gold, say the Kenites. We have it all. We own it all. You are debt slaves, borrowers. And what does the scripture tell us? Be not the borrower, but be the lender. God told them. He told the people of Israel, be the lender and not the borrower. So what are they today? The borrower, of course. And who are they? Everyone, especially the churches. the churches, most of all, these 401, 601, 801, 301, whatever they want to call themselves today, are all in debt. They're in bondage. All of them. Why? Well, because they want to live the Word of God, because they want you to be saved, because there isn't much time left. That's why. So, friends, when we discuss these political issues today, electioneering and all of that, it's all hokum-pokum nonsense. It's just pure pablum. It has no basis in reality, because they can talk about the debt, and they can talk about fake prescriptions for solving it. But the fact is, we've been there, done that umpteen times, and I can recall myself. I can recall in the 1980s when we had a vast takeover of the Republicans in the House and in the Senate, and one by one they all got into office in the 1980s, and the Reagan Revolution swept America, and we were told the budget would be balanced by the second term of the Reagan administration at the latest. And, of course, it grew and grew and grew. The debt grew. The budget grew. The IRS grew. The Treasury grew. Education Department grew. And every other single agency that we were told would be either downsized or abolished. So, folks, it's all one big lie. It's one big hoax. And I think by now we should all know that. Now, I want to relate it, of course, to everything today, and particularly the health field, how this control of so-called health care, misnomered, if you will, a total misnomer, has been first and foremost the way of controlling us all, is the health care field. And now, with me, backed by popular demand, and once again, it's been a long time, Dr. K is with us today. Hi, Dr. K.
Hello. Hi. Great to be here. You betcha.
Good to have you back, Dr. K. I know you've been lecturing and you've been traveling, and I guess what you've been telling people and what you've been getting in response has been quite edifying in this field.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it seems like everybody's got a health crisis or a challenge, and you know, you get the emails, you get the comments on YouTube, you see people in person and clients, and it's just one challenge after the other. I hate to see such a imposition of trouble when there wasn't any trouble, create the trouble for the people. So that really goes to the vaccines, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Mrs. Smith and her three kids, or you've got the whole family, extended family. They're doing fairly good in the 40s and 50s. They're all right. And then you inject them with, foreign DNA, foreign bacteria, animal viruses, animal pathogens, amoebas, fungal pathogens. You inject them with mercury, aluminum salt, squalene. You inject them with MSG. You nowadays inject them with aspartame as well. You inject them with pathogens from various monkey species, various apes, and you create diseases that didn't exist. You create burdens. So no one's talking about it. The kind of a burden that these criminal minds, the criminal Zionist cabal, what a bunch of criminal, the world jury, criminal.
Well, yeah.
How they orchestrated that Sabin sock vaccine,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
for profit, and under the Roosevelt doctrine,
yes.
They lined everybody up globally, pretty much in the Western world. They gave them a septic soup in syrup,
mm-hmm,
in sugar cubes, mm-hmm, how
yes,
apropos, and an injectable. They profited on it, and they made the world sick. And that burden is continuous. You don't know how many children die of brain cancer from SV40 virus. You can't count them.
I was just going to bring that up, Dr. K. I just was reading today about the record number of young children now being diagnosed with brain cancer. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It's
Where did that come from?
Well, came from the jury.
Yeah.
They plotted against the people.
They came from these vaccines, yes.
They came from their vaccines. This is in the protocols of Zion. We will inoculate the people to denude them, weaken them, debilitate them, and they do it to everybody. They don't just they don't just do it to the goy. They do it to themselves. Everybody gets the poison pus. And then they do it in Mecca. Now they own Mecca. The Zionists run Mecca. They run the whole show. And they run the Hajj. And so now they inoculate with mouse viruses. Would you want a mouse virus in your brain? They inoculate everybody there that comes with a meningitis vaccine on the guise that somehow meningitis broke out in Mecca. When? Who? You know, so... And look at Bill Gates. Who could be more wretched than that guy? I mean, he's in the wicked as can be. And let's just state the facts. He's wicked. He comes out on YouTube and says, we're going to inoculate, we're going to vaccinate in the third world countries to reduce the carbon imprint. What does he care about carbon? He doesn't care. He wants to kill people.
Yeah,
he's one of the devil worshippers.
Yes, you know? He is. At the same time, he's
we've got
this clown in the White House making the statement that we're going to save the earth from itself, and we're going to create clean oceans, and we're going to impose the Lost Treaty, the Law of the Sea Treaty on the world, because we want a world that is safe for our people. I mean, all so right. What they speak is doublespeak. They speak the exact opposite of what they're doing, and this is nothing new either. And it all springs from the seed line that we talk about, the seed line of Cain and his murderous progeny. Today, as you point out, you know, today, Dr. K, now the CDC has finally admitted in May, they did the studies, and they sort of let it out of the bag that 98 million Americans were given poisonous cancer virus via the polio shot in the 1950s and 60s. They admitted it. They admitted it.
They admitted it. It caused, and Maurice Hellerman, part of the cabal, it came out and said, yeah, we just injected him with all the monkey viruses. It's a carcinogen. The fact is, they created lymphoma out of nowhere. From this virus. 70% of all lymphoma is from the polio shot. They created brain... Now, brain cancer can be from other... But most of the brain cancers today in children are SV40. And the virus is in the brain. And you can measure it by the billions with the right testing. And then bone cancer. Did you know also leukemia, 90%... You remember all the leukemia in the 50s and 60s and 70s? It was like a total pandemic. Remember those days?
Mm-hmm.
There was such a fear. All of a sudden, a four-year-old gets leukemia, a five-year-old, 10-year-old. Almost all of them were from vaccines. So they're creating these diseases.
No question.
They create the industry to profit from it. You know,
yeah,
and
that, no question.
It's just, you know, what's so horrifying to me is that 99% of the people who get leukemia, who get lymphoma, who get brain cancer, have no idea that it's an infection from the... from a medical procedure, from a medical invasive tactic, and then they go get more medicine for it, right? So they go get the chemotherapy, the radiotherapy.
Yeah, the solution is always more of the same, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they go get that. So
I know
it's like
one doctor, I don't know his name right now, I cannot remember it, but I know he was quoted many years ago as saying, prior to vaccines, he said he did not know of a single case of cancer in any of his patients or in any
Clark.
Of the lab studies. Was it Clark?
W.B. Clark of Indiana.
Okay, yeah. He said he had never heard, and United States had never really seen any significant cancer whatsoever prior to the advent of vaccination.
See, and so nobody can talk about this because everything's a distraction, like Nice. You know, so you get, this is how criminal they are. The Israelis are leveraged for that. They're the ground troops for the cabal, yeah?
They take the truck. The crime of crimes, folks, and it's anti-God, it's anti-Christian, it's just anti-everything that's moral and righteous. We'll come back with Dr. K, and I think we have our toll-free number back up again. All right, Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Back again with Dr. K, and right now we're talking about vaccines, talking about how unhealthy America and the world largely is becoming because of these criminal cabalists. We call them the Sons of Cain, who essentially run the healthcare industry, medical industry, and the World Health Organization from the United Nations, of course. So we are talking about how now, the little children, once again, are being born and growing up with a very serious likelihood that they could develop brain cancer. And we add to that the cellular phone technology, constant use of that, the GMO foods, which now we know Monsanto being swallowed up by Bayer, aspirin company, and it promises to poison us more. And on top of that, we are bombarded with chemical propaganda and chemical infections, the whole business of geoengineering taking place in the cities and towns and rural parts of the country. So we have a multi-pronged attack on our bodies and our minds, Dr. K, as we've never had before. This is just a crime that, as you say, it goes unmentioned, untalked about. And now if you start talking about it, now you're beginning to get censored, whether it's on YouTube or other menus. There, people are finding out that their websites are being hacked, they're being interfered with, or their messages have been censored or taken down for a variety of you know, other reasons. So, I mean, again, with what is being discussed today, what chance do we have, a real chance of fighting back against them, individual?
Yeah, it's just one at a time. Hopefully the listeners will never, ever, ever, ever vaccinate and teach their grandchildren, you know, just everybody not to vaccinate. Just don't do it. And hopefully also people will at least avoid the five top GMOs because they're carcinogenic and they will destroy your health systematically step by step. You know, we're talking cottonseed oil. You're talking soy oil, soy protein isolate, soy vitamin E. There was a study done, a fairly significant one, just showing that if you take 800 IUs of today's vitamin E, it increases your heart attack risk, not decreases it, because it's made from GMO soy. Corn, beet, sugar, canola, these are the big five or six that you just have to avoid.
Well, you're right. I mean, the synthetic vitamin industry now is to me, it's more harmful than good. People are not aware of that because the drug companies themselves and the drug stores started marketing them as before. They were all opposed to them. Now they've gotten in on the gravy train. But people aren't aware that the vitamins they were getting, the supplements in the 70s and 60s, are not the supplements they're getting today.
No. Well,
they're not getting
them. You know, the situation is complicated by genetic engineering. Before, it was complex enough because the base material to make thiamin B6, to make pyridoxine, to make vitamin A palmitate, to make most of the B vitamins is coal tar, and which is Rockefeller's coal tar industry, and also hexane, which is very similar to gasoline. They're both carcinogenic, and there's no way you will benefit your health by taking a B-complex 50 or a B-complex 100 or a multiple vitamin, a standard multiple vitamin. First you have the coal tar, then you have the hexane, now you have the genetic engineering. Because many of the vitamins and the excipients are made through genetic engineering by having a genetic engineered bacteria or fungus produce vast quantities of the vitamins artificially. That's what we get. So the only other option is to get it in a whole food form, from food and from superfood, or from a whole food B complex like you and I have taken, like Purely B or Purely Pack, what have you, which is just from food. So it is kind of complicated, but in a sense it's simple. You just don't ever consume anything that's standard. Stay away from standard.
No, and even when they say it's whole food, be very cautious and read the labels, folks.
Yeah.
And we'll take some calls, by the way, in this hour as well for Dr. K. Our toll-free number is back up, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, we're back. Rick here, and we certainly would welcome any participation. 1-800-313-9443. Personal stories, personal anecdotes, personal remembrances, you know, of what we all went through, especially with vaccinations. I remember as a kid in school, Dr. K, you know, we all stepped in line. We all fell in line. We all just followed the leader. When the government, the health department said you must get vaccinated because we have a polio epidemic and other epidemics on the way, which was a lie. It was obviously, we knew then that polio was actually on the wane. It was being totally diminished. But they said we had to get it. And in those days, we didn't have any internet. We didn't have any opposition. The so-called civil liberties groups went right along with it, of course, being the socialist concoctions of Jewry.
Commies,
so, naturally, we all stepped up to the plate. We all got it. We didn't know any better. We felt good when we were young. As we were growing, we started having illnesses and now cancer. You know what I've gone through with my body.
Yes, for sure. You got all those shots, you know?
Yeah, all of the shots, as well as the sugar cubes, both.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
I mean, we were being poisoned.
We were being poisoned. I can remember when I felt good, and that was before we moved, and we got all the vaccinations again. Dr. Vlach, the German doctor, said that you have to have the vaccinations, but I already had them, but they don't have your record. So they got a kickback for all this. So he double injected me, and that's when I started to have all the health problems and get the tonsillitis and the laryngitis and the sore mm-hmm. throats and go back to the doctor for the little pink syrup. And, you know, and that's what happened to almost everybody. Nobody had the MS. Nobody had the Parkinson's. Nobody had the neurological conditions. Nobody had the ADD, ADHD. Nobody had the Tourette syndrome. Nobody had the autism. Nobody had nothing. You know, and then all of a sudden, I mean, there was heart disease, there was hypertension, there was some of the basics, a few cancers, and then we got creamed, just obliterated. Now that brings up the power of the wild oregano oil, you know, the edible P73, because that's a huge, huge advance that they mm-hmm. didn't have. They right. didn't have that enemy. That's an enemy to this clique, because you could take that to start to purge those infections out. You know, when Wakefield found that the vaccine virus is stuck in the Peyer's patches of the gut, that they found trillions and trillions of vaccine viruses from the MMR in the guts of children with autism, in the lymphatic tissue. You got to kill that, you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where the spice oils are revolutionary, because if we could give that, and even if we give a little bit every day, then our children are not likely to get the lymphoma. We're not likely to leukemia. We're not likely to get the lymphoma later on, you see, yes. As adults.
Let me ask you, Dr. K, when was the last time you heard anything in any of the media reports or any of the so-called news programs dealing with the power of oregano?
Never. It's like blackballed. I mean, they talk about it that the chickens are getting it. But you don't hear anything. When there was that one study in Long Island University where they obliterated prostate cancer cells with the active ingredient of oregano oil. But you just, no, there's nothing. And it should be in every emergency room. It should be in every doctor's office. It should be the lead treatment for a septic wound. It's the lead treatment to prevent infection post-surgically by giving a few drops twice a day during the surgical time, by using it topically, because it's transdermal, it will get through if you can't give it orally. It should be the absolute lead treatment for septic coma. I've treated a couple kids by smuggling the oregano oil into the hospital who were in comas, and we got them out of the comas. It's, of course, it's not allowed.
I went before I knew about oregano oil. I had gone through that with various, other homeopathic remedies. And when my father had been in the hospital with chemotherapy poisoning and so forth, and, it was working. But the thing is, the damage had been done. He was in a toxic environment. He was on a respirator, which adds to the germs. So sure. It was a very difficult situation. But, you know, the cocky, arrogant doctor, the lung specialist, turned around and said, he says, well, you can take him out of here if you want. And I said, well, I'm telling you, if I, had my way, I'd throw you out the window, because he knew full well you couldn't move him. You know, you couldn't move him off a respirator and take
yeah,
him.
Yeah, well, that's the issue.
With someone else. But that was like an arrogant, elitist attitude part of the medical profession, like, well, we've done our job. Now, if you want to do something else, go ahead, but you got to get him out of here. You got to take your patient out of the hospital.
Well, what good are they? Well, they made everybody sick with these vaccines. So now that we get double sick, or when we get old and our bodies break down because they broke us down, then we have to go to them, and then they start giving us attitude.
So we have a cottage industry, and it's called the American Death Ceremony.
There you go.
From the cradle to the grave. And with all of these children today facing all of this, the inoculations, all of the poisons, and thank goodness, I have to say, thank goodness parents are waking up to that reality and refusing vaccinations.
What sense does it make to have an infant, a newborn, injected with a needle? What are you doing? God made that skin a barrier. He put the meconium on there. He put the white cheesy stuff. Everything's there for a barrier and antiseptic, and he keeps the womb aseptic as much as possible through the various membranes. And the baby just comes out through its mother, so it gets the germs it's going to be accustomed to. And then what are you doing injecting the baby? And what are you doing injecting a baby with aspartame and aluminum salt and squalene, thimerosal and bacteria and viruses and dead bacteria and viruses? Most of them are alive. What are you doing injecting them with monkey virus? Mm-hmm. It's because it's cross-contaminated now into the other vaccines.
Well, now we have the Zika virus hoax as well. And,
huge hoax. Uh-huh.
Sure enough, they go right to Congress, more American taxpayers' money. We've got WHO involved, the World Health Organization. We've got to kill this virus. We've got to get it in the schools. And now, in addition to this latest hype about this so-called Zika virus, is this business that the CDC is now also telling us that they should have the power to mandate virus inoculations, to mandate vaccinations, to be able to essentially make you a ward of the state. And that's why I said health care does not exist. Medical care is really, what it comes down to, is Medicrat care.
Yeah, the Rockefeller clique is behind most of this anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
All these trillionaire criminals.
So tell us a little bit about what you found out about the hoax of the Zika virus.
Oh, Zika's a hoax. If you want a pandemic of microcephaly or anencephaly, look in the United States. You got any Zika virus here? Because we have the cases, and it's going to be GMOs, it's going to be pesticides, it's going to be nutritional deficiency that is leading to the anencephaly and the microcephaly. So you have an outbreak in Brazil because they didn't have a lot of it, and it's a year and a half after they mandated Sanofi Pasteur, was it GlaxoSmithKline, you know, those criminals,
yeah,
that criminal group. They mandated a mandatory vaccine in pregnant women to a year and a half before the outbreak. It's the vaccine. They didn't vaccinate pregnant women. We don't vaccinate pregnant women. And so after the vaccination, you have the microcephaly, and then you blame it on the virus.
Right. But
there's no proof that it's from a mosquito. No proof at all.
No, there is no direct link that I've seen anywhere.
No.
And they admit it.
No.
So here's the thing, then. So we have, number one, the issue of money and Big Pharma once again going to the gravy train of the American taxpayers and frightening people into getting this.
Yep.
And then number two, it is also being used by the elite, by the powers that be, to bring about more world government, or one world government, based on the fear of this health virus, this threat to everyone's being.
Because then nothing else works, so then they're going to try to leverage this. Look what they tried to leverage, that ridiculous Orlando hoax, where they take the homosexual community and they just give them 50,000 each. Hey, we want to use your face, or 10,000, or 2,000, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did the stupid Dallas. Now, Dallas, they used wax dummies for the cops. No cops were killed at all. Nobody died. Even they faked the picture of the guy that was supposed to have been shot dead. Oh, you know, he was a radical. How could he be a Black Lives Matter? Black Lives Matter is George Soros. It's Rothschild. So, and then they did this niece. They tried to make that niece thing the king of all their hoaxes. So to try to make it extra good, they put CGI on the truck. You know, the first truck was real. You saw the picture of that. And then they made it look like the truck was running over people. They imposed the truck in through CGI. And they had the dummies. It didn't have any belly buttons and didn't have any faces. They had the dummies, and they had real people. They poured fake blood on them.
Right.
And the Israelis were doing all of that. They were there.
France is particularly a captive of the Zionist cabal and the Mossad, and they now want to bring back Sarkozy, you know.
Of course they would.
I mean, of all things.
It's so outrageous, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, Paris is a good example. Nice is a good example. We have Germany, of course, totally occupied.
Oh, my God.
You know, I mean, a lot of people don't know. We've never signed a peace agreement with Germany. They're still occupied today. Germany is not independent. It is not free. It does not have the freedom or indigenous sovereignty that people think of as a nation. And we don't
probably
either.
Japan doesn't have it either. Rothschild and Rockefeller occupied both of those domains. We were too independent, too self-seeking, and They conquered them.
Dr. K, we talked about 9/11 again, and we had Jim Fletcher on, and he has authored this new book that America was in fact nuked on 9/11, and a lot of people find that hard to believe. But the reality is, if you read portions of the book, at least read some of it, you will see that in fact that is the only logical explanation for what happened, and for those who have been sick and dying as a result of this bombardment of nuclear radiation.
Right. If you really think about how grossly bizarre this is, how could you possibly go into Lower Manhattan and blow up an entire complex because you didn't want it anymore? It was so loaded with asbestos, the rent rates were down, you hated the building, and you just blew it up. And in order to blow up that much mass, there were subterranean nukes. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. They probably had to put them in for insurance purposes years and years ago on the basis that if they had to come down, they had to take them down. And so they wired charges throughout the rest of it. The Israelis did, the Israeli demolitions, which are just the front group for the criminals, you know.
Right.
And you blew it up. You got away with it. You killed a bunch of people. You know, you wounded people. You had shards of glass flying around. People got asbestos. People got nuclear poisoning somehow, probably. And I talked to one first responder. He couldn't even breathe. This was like 90 days afterwards, or 6 months after. He called me up and he says, "Dr. K, you don't have any idea. You don't know. I can't. It's not asbestos." And the guy died.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Well, you know, you probably got this." "No, it's not asbestos. You don't have any idea."
No, asbestos would not react to them in that way. I find it incredulous that it would be asbestos.
Soon, you see. And so you...
Amazing.
We don't know. How many people died? How many people got sick? Come on. And Silverstein gets a free pass. Whatever his name is, the whole group. Whatever happened to Jerome Hauer? Whatever happened to Dov Zakheim? Just all disappear.
Yeah. They're still around. They're still offering their preferential presidential candidacy choices, and they're still making a little noise here and there. But these people have now garnered immense wealth from what they did, from committing the atrocities they did, not only on 9/11, but what they've done in what they did in Libya, what they did in Iraq, what they've done in Afghanistan, and now what they're about to do in Syria is another crime, and this fits perfectly to their plans of the PNAC.
They got so much blood on their hands.
It is unbelievable what they are getting away with in plain sight, and this is why you can hide something like that in plain sight, where it's obvious, but nobody can see the forest.
It's a mafia. It's worse than a mafia.
It is the Cosa Nostra,
It is.
And then we had the Boston Marathon bombing drill. Watching again the street scenes, those who filmed it with their cameras, because all the cell phones were shut down, they could see the movement house to house, door-to-door searches with these military goons with AK-47s, Bushmasters. They have AR-15 saying, "Come on out with your hands up or we'll
shoot." Yeah.
And this is
America. The drill, and then they took it and extended the drill to martial law.
And that's
but,
what they
It's to the point where you got to go to God, give your heart to him,
absolutely.
I think the scriptures do say you can expose the wrongdoing. So I know the Quran says expose them so that they will self-think. That's how merciful God is. Maybe there's a tiny chance.
Yes, of darkness, and reprove them too.
Expose that darkness.
Right, right. This is what we do on these programs, because this is, you're right, this is where it is at, Dr. K. To me, and we've proven it in our health care, in our personal redemption, we've proven it everywhere, that this universe was created by the Creator. It didn't just happen. And we're here for a reason, and the evil that we do is recorded in his books, which are impeccable, and the good that we do is recorded also. Now, yeah. I wouldn't want to be, like I said, you know, these Kenites on Judgment Day facing God, an angry God, looking at the fire that is about to engulf them, the real flames. And at the same time, I wouldn't want to be these preachers. I always talk about the false teachers in the ministry who have been leading his flock astray. You know, he takes a real personal anger, a real personal vengefulness at them because of the damage they do against him. You know, it's one thing to know, yes, these sons of Cain are evil, but when you see the preachers and the so-called Christians, the Muslims in bed with them, going along with
all these sects, all kinds of things the Jews have spread.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be judged for that, that's for sure. All right, we'll come back with Dr. K and more just ahead. Rick Adams Uncensored.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
And we are back, folks, with Dr. K with us today. And don't forget his websites, where you could contact Dr. K by email too, drdroregano@AOL.com or Gmail?
Gmail.com.
And then you have Dr. K Research, DRK Research at Hotmail.com, right?
Yes, yes, exactly right. Yeah.
All right, we got those. And also Cass Ingram, C-A-S-S, Ingram.com is the nutritional website.
Yeah.
Steve in California wants to come up now. Hello, Steve. Come on up.
Hey guys, no, I'd have to agree with your guest speaker here that it is a hoax, the whole Zika and the Ebola. But you know, the big question is, and nobody ever asks, is that you know Zika was first founded in discovered in 1947, and it, up to that point, it had been contained, contained in a laboratory, probably up on Plum Island somewhere, but and then suddenly released out there into the environment back in 2007. Nobody asked those questions about, wait a minute, you have something contained, and now it's out. How does that happen?
Yeah. Well, you know, they genetically engineered Zika, and this is the Gates Foundation, I believe, is involved, a couple pharmaceutical firms, and something was being done in South America with that genetically engineered Zika. So the Rockefeller Foundation is involved in this. And so, you know, they know what they've been doing with that. When the microcephalic epidemic occurred, they just leveraged the Zika. You know, it would not have been popular to investigate the vaccine. That could have brought some serious consequences to the pharmaceutical cabal. So it's a perfect distraction. You know,
well, I agree. You can expect more pathogens to be released the next year or so. There's going to be more and more released, and for some reason, nobody's going to ask those questions. How did that happen? We've known about
them for a long
time, and then suddenly they come out in the environment again, which means somebody released them.
That's exactly right. You had that in Punta Gorda, Florida, with the chronic fatigue syndrome, was because the CIA released those mosquitoes that they purposely infected. And then that led to that whole syndrome, as you know. So, and then mycoplasma.
It's just giving the Congress another excuse to, you know, to spend another, you know, $20 billion on another hoax, enrich the drug companies more, and spread more control.
Yep. They've been doing
it
so long. Remember the Gardasil? There was a lot of resistance. And they're so wicked that they bribed the... You know, they bribed the Texas legislator and gave the Governor Perry at the time $50,000.
Yeah, it was Perry.
And then they got the Gardasil. There was a woman's league against the idea of injecting a venereal virus in their children, but they won over.
Well, yeah, of course, big money, and again, it's super big money. They can buy any legislator, anybody in Congress, anybody in the Senate, and again, that's why I say over and over and over, we have no control over this government whatsoever, or any other government.
Don't even try. You know?
Well, the thing is, we have no individual voice whatsoever, and we have no practical political voice because of the big money involved. And as you said, Dr. K, the only way to fight them is with the sword of God. He's the only one. If people understand their consciousness, who the enemy is and what's happening, they'll understand.
Work hard. Grow your own food. Make some cash here and there. Barter. You know, get as much out of that evil system as you can.
At least
you'll be doing some good for yourself.
Let's bring up Fred in Iowa now quickly. Not much time this hour, but Fred, come on up.
Yeah. Hello, guys. I tell you how you can be effective is...
I'll tell you what. We're really at the end of this hour. Can you hang on, Dr. K and Fred?
I can hang on for about 10 minutes, yeah.
All right. Okay. Stay where you are. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.